Well, here he comes again. Do you see him? There he is, that smiling guy with a Charlie One Horse hat and a pocket full of dimes. You know what that means. That's right. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Wow, is it that time already? Well, I guess it is. The weather here has been absolutely beautiful. The other day at work, it was around 4:35 p.m., and I looked up and I saw a very gorgeous and almost full moon. It really took my breath away for just a moment to see such a sight in broad daylight as prominent as it was. I took a picture of it, and you can check that out at my blog at jasonkirkman.com. Nature is full of surprises like that sometimes, I guess. Maybe that's why I happen to enjoy life so much. It's the little things like the seeing of the moon before it's even close to dark that really makes me think, wow, how cool is that? Well, I hope your day had at least one little surprise in it, something to make you smile or perhaps gaze in amazement, even if for just a few seconds. And I hope I can make you smile today with the thought of a song not heard in years, or an unimportant fact, or perhaps just a word or two of encouragement. So what do you say, let's get started with all the fun we have here every week right now on The Jason Kirkman Show. That was Mr. Jerry Van Dyke with I Wanna Say Hello. Here's Miss Lola Lamour, the British sensation, with Love Potion number 9.
Do 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 down like turpentine and look like Indian egg. I had my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink.
Lois Lowry once said the worst part of holding the memories is not the pain, it's the loneliness of it. Memories need to be shared. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Timber, timber, this tree's about to fall. But little pine, don't you worry, 'cause it won't touch you at all. It was a dark and terrible day. The saw and the axe got underway. It was a fight to the dying end, and everybody thought that the saw would win. Timber, timber, this tree's about to fall. But little pine, don't you worry, 'cause it won't touch you at all. Saw started cutting, really chopping away. Trees started falling every which way. The boss said, stop, what you trying to do? You're gonna kill everybody and the little pines too. Timber, timber, this tree's about to fall. But little pine, don't you worry, 'cause it won't touch you at all. Is a number one man. I stand 10 feet tall with an axe in my hand. I flex my muscles and I swing my axe. Sometimes I think I'm gonna break my back. What a boy, what a boy. Bring that water, I say. Well, a thousand trees has gotta fall today, 'cause tomorrow I get to my pay. Timber, timber, this tree's about to fall, but little pine, don't you worry, well, it won't touch you at all. Timber, timber, timber.
Well, that was an old one. That was Jimmy Ricks with Timber. Here's another old one. It's Mr. Ray Stevens with that comedy classic, The Mississippi Squirrel Revival.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, a squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and said, something's got a hold on me, yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah! Harv hit the out dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose, and he screwed the moon. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room.
all the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Should've seen that look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs. She jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As that squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess the sins and make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names the day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 was raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass. Oh, the miracles God has wrought in this old world. The one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in a stupid little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
Bruce Lee once said that knowledge will give you power, but character, respect.
Sweet as the punch.
That was the association with Along Comes Mary. I want to tell you real quickly, I thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I thank all of the stations that carry the program as well. I would encourage you to go visit their websites by first going to my website at jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and clicking all of the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. While you're there, check out the blog, and I would sure appreciate it if you'd shoot me an email and let me know just how much you're enjoying The Jason Kirkman Show. Don't forget to spend some special time with your kids this week. They will surely, surely cherish the memories.
Friday night, everything's right for the weekend. Crazy clothes, anything goes on the weekend. John called in and Jim got sued. I made a date with little old you. Off we went to make a big deal. On the weekend, know a spot and like it a lot. On the weekend, took the road to Lookout Hill. The view up there is sure a thrill. What a night to hold you tight on the weekend. There we were just sitting cool and cozy, just about to steal a little kiss. Police with a flashlight bright and nosy said,
"Holy mackerel now, what is all this?"
Car top down, just riding around on the weekend. Took a chance on crashing a dance on the weekend. We were almost inside the place when somebody slammed the door in my face. Hey, you guys, you gotta wear ties on the weekend. I'm done just having some fun on the weekend. That was all we had, a big ball on the weekend.
The year was 1971. The average cost of a new house was only $25,250. The average income per year was $10,600. The average monthly rent was only $150. The cost of a gallon of gas was only 40 cents. You could buy a brand new Datsun 1200 sports car coupe for $1,866. A United States postage stamp was only 8 cents. And an Etch-a-Sketch for the kid, $2.83, or if they preferred, a Rock'em Sock'em Robots toy for $8.99. And moviegoers only paid $1.50 to hear this.
"I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?"
Oh yeah. Don't want a four-leaf clover. Don't want an old horseshoe. Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Ah, you sweet delight, I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. To have, to have, to hope, to hope tonight. Don't want a silver dollar, rabbit's foot on a string. Happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Ah, you sweet delight, I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. To have, to have, to hope tonight. If I found a lucky penny, I toss it across the bay. Your love is worth all the gold on earth. No wonder that I say.
charmer, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charmer hanging on my arm.
John Wayne once said that nobody should come to the movies unless he believes in heroes. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. I've heard it said that macaroni salad can turn against you. Police in Mount Morris, New York, apprehended three burglary suspects Sunday by following a trail of macaroni salad they left behind while making their getaway. In a release published earlier, the Livingston County Sheriff's Office reports thieves broke in and stole a cash register from a Bilderberger restaurant along with the establishment's entire surveillance system and a large bowl of macaroni salad. Deputies were hot on the criminals' trail, literally, as they attempted to escape by the nearby Greenway Trail. Found along the trail were cash register parts, surveillance system parts, rubber gloves, loose change, and a steady trail of macaroni salad. It was later discovered that the suspects stole a large bowl of macaroni salad, which they took turns eating as they left on their escape route. Officers arrested Matthew P. Sepetko, age 34, and James P. Marullo, 35, and Timothy S. Walker, Jr., age 23, by early the next Sunday afternoon. The three have been charged with third-degree burglary, third-degree criminal mischief, and fourth-degree grand larceny. Walker faces additional charges for criminal possession of a controlled substance. I don't think that was the macaroni salad. Per the Democrat and Chronicle, the three have been booked into the Livingston County Jail. Most of the stolen property, with the exception of the macaroni salad, has been recovered. You know, I say it every week, and every week the more true I am convinced it is just by living here. Consider what New Mexico has to offer you on your next family vacation or your personal getaway. Check out all there is to see and do by going to alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. You might just leave wishing you lived here. Well, it's time to wrap up now, but you'll find me on this fantastic station next time, right here on The Jason Kirkman Show. Check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Here is Mr. Bob Seger with that old-time rock and roll. Don't forget to spend time with the ones you love, especially those kids. God bless.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song.
The Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, an American tradition providing products for home and industry since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.